When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When I found myself at a movie called Cabrini, I honestly had no idea what to expect. But that's because I'm not American-Italian, a New Yorker, or Catholic. Mother Cabrini is more famous in those circles, we're told, because she was the first and possibly only US citizen to be made a saint.
I was told that you were rejected by three different orders, each time for weakness of constitution.
The film Cabrini was directed by Alejandro Gomez Monteverdi, who made the popular but controversial Sound of Freedom last year. Like many faith-based films, Cabrini is more interested in a moral lesson than sticking religiously to the facts.
Doctors tell me 5 years.
Five would be a miracle.
In that case, I should get to work.
It opens in Italy around 1890, where Mother Cabrini, despite her failing health, is determined to set up a mission in farthest China. The Pope advises against, but reluctantly agrees she can take over an orphanage in the slums of New York instead.
If I made you the first woman ever to lead an overseas mission, the whole world would look to you as proof of what woman can or cannot accomplish.
Leading a party of six nuns, most of whom can't speak English, Mother Cabrini arrives in the Italian Quarter, a suburb called Five Points, and is shocked by how squalid it all is. Many of the poor, particularly the orphan children, are forced to live in sewers below the streets.
My sisters, if we are to build an empire of hope, it seems we must first conquer New York.
Filthy dagos. They just keep coming.
She goes straight to the Archbishop, played by David Morse, which is never a good sign. Even in civvies, Morse specialises in untrustworthy people with a little bit of power. Here he advises Mother Cabrini that, essentially, the poor will always be with us and there's nothing to be done.
You have swatted the hornet's nest.
Get out, dagos! Go!
For your people and for mine.
Well, clearly the Archbishop doesn't know Cabrini. Refusing to take no for an answer, she takes over the orphanage, cleans it, furnishes it, and fills it up with squeaky clean street urchins, all paid for, as far as I can tell, by the power of positive thinking.
I need an orphanage with more room, where my children can be children.
I'd like you to keep your crime and your filth out of this neighborhood.
The main thing she's up against, it seems, is anti-Italian prejudice. According to Cabrini, this is worse than any prejudice seen in New York before or since, which may come as a surprise to the Dutch, Irish, Polish, Jewish, Black, Puerto Rican or Asian communities. Later, the film reluctantly concedes that the Big Apple has been pretty even-handed dishing out bigotry over the decades.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I am a woman, and I am Italian. And we are all human beings. We are all the same.
If writer-director Alejandro Monteverdi has a fault, it's falling in love with a catchphrase and then beating us over the head with it interminably. In Sound of Freedom, it was the portentous but slightly meaningless slogan, God's children are not for sale.
In America, the greatest nation on earth, rats have it better than the children of Five Points.
It's not safe. Not for you. Be careful. This place will eat you alive.
Cabrini's phrase is the slightly less catchy, rats have it better than the children of Five Points. Mother Cabrini first bullies the editor of the New York Times to use it as a headline and then repeats it regularly to get what she wants.
Dear reader, New York is built upon the dead.
what she wants, and as far as I can tell, what she gets, is somewhere to put these starving orphans of not just Five Points, not just all of New York, but pretty much the whole Catholic world. And she does it. Again, the details of her massive achievements are a little vague, by bullying the powers that be, starting with the mayor of New York, played by John Lithgow.
The mayor will find a way to get you out.
You have an election coming up, do you not?
I believe I'm being threatened by a nun.
Mother Cabrini herself is played by solemn, big-eyed and beautiful Christiana Dellana. I initially assumed that was filmmaker's license, but to my surprise, she turns out to be pretty much a ringer for the real-life Cabrini.
This project is overly ambitious, perhaps unrealistic.
We are bold, or we die.
This is how I learned to live in America.
It's terribly long and earnest. Mother Cabrini is too good to be true, just as the powers she faces seem to be too bad. But her later achievements, the reason for her sainthood, are quite jaw-dropping in a purely business sense. The other catchphrase she uses repeatedly is a capitalist slogan, essentially, go big or go home. A very American saint, in other words.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.